Welcome to episode 169 of Clarity Compressed. My name is Paul J. Daly. I'll be your host, and today we're talking about pushing back against the lies of the day. That's why it says push back on my shirt. Not really, but it does say push back on my shirt. We're making our way through the fog of life, and clarity is understanding where we are on the map. You are here.
Let the good times roll.
This is Clarity Compressed. All right, this week, you know, actually this shirt inspired me to talk about this topic. As we have gone through the last 18 months, specifically, just like a lot of eras and a lot of time periods, there are certain things that begin to creep up. And a lot of times those things can be destructive because they're lies. Lies are destructive. And, you know, things, they blow up. I've been trying to make something blow up every episode, so try to make it blow up this way. I think it came back down. But either way, pushing back against the lies of the day, every period has certain lies that begin to take root in our lives and in our hearts, and they begin to affect the outcomes. And often they get in the way of the outcomes we actually want because we start to believe the lies or walk in or act out the lies. So this book, The Freedom of Self-Forgetfulness, introduced which has been a life-changing concept for me. And sometimes it's just the little tweak that makes the big difference. So here it is. Self-forgetfulness is actually not thinking less of yourself. It's actually not thinking more of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less, like forgetting yourself, being in the moment, being outwardly focused and not so inwardly focused. And what this ties into are some of the lies that I see being perpetuated today. I see it on social media all the time. I hear it in clubhouse rooms. I see it in my own life wanting to come out. I see it in others. And so I thought that by calling attention to some of these lies, hopefully we can recognize them when we see them or feel them or interact with them, and then we can push back against them. So here's the first lie. The first lie is that you are the star. I know you might think that's odd coming from someone who makes so much content as much as I do. Right now, there's a camera in front of me. I have a microphone. I have lights. We edit this. We put it out. What do you mean that the lie is that you are the star? Here's what I mean. The lie is that I am the most important thing. And even if you're not somebody like me that makes a lot of content, you might think, well, I'm never the star. But that's not true, because the mindset that you go into your day with can really easily migrate to the point where you're the most important thing. Your posts are the most important, or your role is the most important, or how you look on the Zoom call is the most important, or your preferences throughout the day, how you want things to go at work, how you want things to go at home. This feeling that people should cater to you or view you as someone whose opinion or ideas or perspective or desire is greater than theirs. And we live in a culture that constantly wants to tell us and promote the ideas that you are the star. Social media is like built to trigger that in your mind, to keep you coming back. You're so important. You're the star. You're so important. You're the star. That's the first lie. Second lie is that you can't disagree. I feel like this lie has been a very damaging and destructive lie, especially over the last 12 months, because we've kind of been conditioned to think the way you see kind of cancel culture operating and all of the kind of verbal violence on social media and all of the quick-natured aggression. The lie is that you can't love somebody without agreeing with them. And that's just not true. You can love and care for and serve someone that you disagree with. And loving someone doesn't mean that you agree with everything they say. That's ridiculous. But the lie of our day and our time is telling us that, if I love or I'm nice to, I'm kind to, or I bring that person in, if I do that, does that mean I agree with everything they believe? No, it doesn't. It doesn't. That's a lie. We need to push back on that. Another version of that lie is that you cannot disagree with someone without hating them. It's kind of like the inverse. Saying, I'm going to disagree with you, and that means I really have to hate you because I disagree with you. And it's the other side of the same coin. And I think it'd be good for us to start acknowledging that and pushing back against that, because neither of them are true. But when we believe that they're true, we get this crazy environment. I care about a lot of people that I disagree with on a lot of topics, on a lot of issues. I love and care about, interact with, serve, work together with people that I have different religious views on, different political views on. You know what? It's called being a human. It's called diversity. It's called having a difference of opinion and be able to, like, our world is full of this in very healthy ways. That variety brings, you know, the spice of life. The variety of different perspectives bring us fulfillment. It brings us wholeness. Because if everyone was the same way, well, then it'd be a really boring place to be, number one. But number two, we need that friction in our lives to help us shape our perspective, to help us hone our thinking. We do. And the last one that I want to bring up is basically this, is that the easy life is the good life. I have seen more advertisements, more masterclasses, more books, more people telling me that this is the way to go and saying that they've arrived and I should listen to them and pay the money to get me there, that the easy life is the good life. I'm telling you, the easy life is the good life, because challenge and conflict is what brings us fulfillment. We don't ever get satisfaction from doing nothing. It's actually very damaging to a human. It's very damaging to just get something for nothing. It ruins us. It makes us believe that we're the star. It makes us believe that everything else should cater to us. It really robs us of the satisfaction and the fulfillment that comes from working towards something to get it. And pursuing this version of the easy life is very damaging. It's a lie of our culture. But just like anything, too much of a good thing will ruin us. So that third lie is that the easy life is the good life. Because let's think about it. It is easy to tear things down. But building things up is much harder. It's easy to blame people, blame others, and make excuses, but it's hard to take responsibility and accountability and to do something about it. It's easy to be offended. Oh my gosh, if you don't think it's easy to be offended, just click on one Twitter post and then read the comments. It's really easy to be offended. But giving grace is much harder, which is why you don't see much of it. You don't see much of it, especially on social media or on the highway sometimes. And if we take all this back to my initial thought on that book, Freedom of Self-Forgetfulness, that it's about thinking of yourself less, not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. Think about it. Blaming other people. Well, who's that about? Well, blame. It's about you. I'm blaming other people for my action. It's easy, right? Blaming is about myself. But accountability, taking accountability and responsibility, is actually about others. At the same rate, like being offended is about yourself, but giving grace is about others. So I wanted to bring to light some of the lives that I'm seeing. The community that we have here around this podcast and the community that I get to spend my time with on social media and in Clubhouse rooms and on LinkedIn and Facebook. And I believe that this community truly wants to push back against these lies. I see it in action every day. And I know it will take more of us to acknowledge these things and make the message louder so that we can start to push back against the lies and put the truth in its place. I believe you want to be selfless. I believe you want to think about yourself less. And in my mind, the ultimate place to be is when I stop thinking about what other people are thinking about me. Man, do I want to get there. I am nowhere near that, but I want to get there. I'm not saying this because I'm there. I'm saying it because I want to go in that direction. So I hope that through this, you might get a little perspective on what's going on. You might get a little perspective, a little more clarity on how it is that you can start to push back against this, starting here in your own life, and then to the next people closest to you, and the next ones, and the next ones. It's why I do this content. It's my hope for us as a group. I can't wait until I get to see this in action more and more. I can't wait to be part of this fight with you. And until next week, I hope you keep pushing back against the lies and you keep pursuing that perspective and that clarity that is truly selfless and is about others. I will see you next week. We came to fight.